Brady Saar, and I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services, Erskine. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network, CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Monday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Randy Conan along with Whitney Pittman. Another snow event expected to impact the Red River Valley this week. National Weather Service Bismarck-based meteorologist Alex Edwards says the bulk of the action will be Tuesday into Wednesday across much of the northern plains.
Another shot of accumulating snow is expected for most of the northern plains here. Generally focused along the North Dakota and South Dakota line starting Tuesday afternoon further east and going through Tuesday night into early Wednesday morning as it exits to the east. But that wide swath of 3 to 6 is across most of northern South Dakota, southern North Dakota, and then northern Minnesota as well. And within that swath, there are likely going to be some isolated areas of heavier snowfall rates where some people may see more than 6 inches.
Edwards says snowfall could be on track to break seasonal records.
Currently, our snowfall accumulation for the season is at 92.7 inches. The all-time record for Bismarck is 101.6 inches. So we're less than 10 inches away from breaking that. We may get a few inches here in Bismarck, and that'll only add to it. And then those in the south and east of here are going to see even more. So no matter what the records were, this is certainly a top percentile season out of the out of recorded history. So it's only adding to it.
More rain has been added to the Midwest weather forecast for Thursday and Friday from eastern Missouri to southern Ohio. World Weather Incorporated says the remainder of the Midwest will see a regular round of rain through the end of the month. Significant snow is expected across the Red River Valley Basin, northeastern South Dakota, most of eastern North Dakota, and northwestern Minnesota. That 3 to 6 inches of snow with a few localized areas approaching that 10-inch mark. Winter storm watch in place beginning Tuesday, lasting through Wednesday morning.
Frequent rains will continue to disrupt soybean harvest and delay second crop corn planting in central Brazil through the coming weekend. World Weather Incorporated says rain showers will become less frequent and lighter the next week. Central and southern Argentina also will see frequent rains over the next 10 days, resulting in significant improvements to soil moisture. Rains will be too late, though, for most of the crops, but a few of the later planted crops could benefit. Northern and far southern Argentina also will see scattered rains Thursday through Saturday before the more general rains occur the week of March 27th.
Cold and wet weather in the Midwest is getting some attention from traders. Loewen and Associates market analyst Matt Hines says that will become more of a focus as we move farther into spring.
Another wave kind of coming through towards the end of the week, focused more definitely on the Corn Belt. I think I saw the heaviest amounts stretching from Missouri up into Indiana, Ohio. And temps, really not warming up a whole lot. We're seasonal here within the plains, but, had another freeze over the weekend, even as far south as Kansas.
This week's Federal Reserve Board meeting is top of mind for traders.
Yes, it is. See what happens on the equity side, see if there's any other banks that are going to falter and what the Fed will decide here later this week.
U.S. District Court in the Southern District of Texas decided to deny a nationwide preliminary injunction that would have halted the Biden administration's harmful waters of the United States rule from taking effect. National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Chief Counsel Mary Thomas says NCBA is disappointed by that ruling.
NCBA, as part of a coalition of national trade associations, asked for a nationwide injunction of that rule. Obviously, we would have liked to have gotten a nationwide injunction through our litigation of the rule, but, at a minimum, we asked for an injunction until the Supreme Court issues its opinion in the Sackett case, which is also considering the definition of WOTUS. Unfortunately, the court did not listen to us, did not grant a nationwide injunction, only granted an injunction in Texas and Idaho, and for the other 48 states, the Biden WOTUS rule will go into effect today.
Thomas says the ruling allows for confusion to continue that will cost producers time and money to clarify and understand.
We've had various levels of regulatory certainty and clarity, whether it was from the Obama rule where we knew what was in and what was out. The problem was that everything was federally jurisdictional. During the Trump rule, we were, I think, really happy with the amount of features that were subject to federal permitting. But the biggest issue with this Biden administration definition of LOTUS is that it really fails to clearly define which features are in and which are out. So it means that landowners, including farmers and ranchers, are going to have to spend a lot of time and money to figure out if the features on their land are jurisdictional, in addition to the cost related to getting a permit.
This is National Agriculture Week. Clear Lake, South Dakota farmer Adam Krause is part of the South Dakota Farm Bureau Promotion and Education Committee and says Ag Week is an opportunity for agriculture to tell its story.
It really helps shed a light on certain situations that maybe the public and generally people don't think of each and every day. But at the end of the day, South Dakota, our number one economy is agriculture, and we don't see that going away anytime soon. So just celebrate our roots, celebrate our heritage, and celebrate what makes South Dakota great.
Krause says it is also important to highlight farm policy at the state and federal level.
It makes the most sense, I think, for South Dakota Farm Bureau to use their wide stance on all of agriculture in South Dakota to be able to promote agriculture, not just from a commodity standpoint, but from more of a holistic standpoint.
The new president and CEO of Michigan Sugar is North Dakota native Neil Junkie. Most recently, Junkie was the president of manufacturing and operations for Red River Commodities in Fargo. Junkie helped found and develop the canola processing plant and refining plant at Hallock. Junkie also served as the ag operations manager for the American Crystal Sugar Company. Reporting agriculture's business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Monday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. Minnesota Farm Bureau is celebrating National Agriculture Day with their annual Day on the Hill in St. Paul. Director of Public Policy Pierce Bennett says he looks forward to their members having a chance to speak with elected officials.
March 21st, as many may know, is National Agriculture Day across the country. And although that's exciting in and of itself, here in Minnesota, we have an even more exciting opportunity. I may be a little biased, but Farm Bureau is going to be having our annual Day on the Hill in St. Paul, where membership from across the state are going to be joining us to advocate on behalf of farmers here in Minnesota, speak with their elected officials, and just enjoy a day of fellowship and networking.
Bennett says a number of elected officials will be joining in the celebration.
We're very pleased to have Governor Walz as well as Commissioner Peterson and a whole host of other elected officials and regulatory officials joining us for comments as well as a proclamation to shout from the rooftops how exciting the opportunities in agriculture are here in Minnesota.
USDA's weekly export inspections report for the week ending March 20th showed corn inspections at 1.2 million metric tons. That's 17% more than the previous week, but 17% less than the same week last year. Soybean inspections at 717,000 tons are 13% more than the previous week, 29% more than the same week a year ago. Wheat inspections at 374,000 tons are 46% more than the previous week, 12% more than last year. For the marketing year, corn inspections are 36% behind last year's pace. Soybean inspections are 3% ahead of last year, and wheat inspections 2% behind a year ago pace.
United States honey production declined 1% in 2022. That follows a 1% decrease in the number of colonies producing honey. Yield per colony remained steady. Prices increased 12% in 2022 to $2.96 per pound compared to $2.65 per pound in 2021. While total production in the country decreased, North Dakota production increased 10%. For producers with five or more colonies, North Dakota continues to rank first in honey production for the 19th year in a row. Both South Dakota and Minnesota honey production decreased in 2022 compared to 2021, South Dakota ranking sixth in honey production while Minnesota ranks seventh nationally.
Strip tillage is gaining popularity among sugar beet growers. Environmental Tillage System Regional Sales Manager Tanner Schultz says there are numerous benefits.
The guys that are doing it are seeing excellent advantages as far as preventing a lot of that wind erosion. They're getting out there in a timely manner compared to a conventional basis, but the emergence in the stands and the protection that that residue between the row leaves for that beet is ultimately what's really making them smile at the end of the day.
The soil warrior system can have a positive impact on conservation. Schultz believes it also delivers a return on investment for the farmer.
If we can provide an avenue for that grower to, you know, save a little bit of money on that input, you know, possible reduction in fertilizer, but certainly taking away those tractor hours and labor hours. That is one challenge on the farm front is labor hours and the expense of this equipment and tractor hour operation.
North Dakota State University's College of Agriculture, Food Systems, and Natural Resources has honored Megan Lewis with its Distinguished Alumni Award. Lewis is the Equipment and Automated Field Sensing Lead for Bayer Group Crop Science or Bayer Crop Science and is based in Des Moines. Lewis is a North Dakota native and received her doctorate degree in plant breeding and genetics at NDSU.
The Black Sea Grain Initiative, which created the grain corridor out of Ukraine, has been extended. Ukrainian officials said the agreement was extended for 120 days, but Russia only agreed to renew the deal for 60 days. Russia warns this agreement will not be extended beyond mid-May without the removal of Western sanctions.
CHS has named Sarah Bovim as its Vice President of Government Affairs. Most recently, Bovim held similar positions at Whirlpool Corporation and Albertson Companies. Before joining the private sector, Bovim was a senior U.S. trade negotiator for the Office of the United States Trade Representative. For more information from the Red River Farm Network, visit Facebook and Twitter. You can also find stories, podcasts, and more at rrfn.com. This is the Red River Farm Network. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Helena Agri Enterprises has launched a water management tool called ResGenix.
It's a, water management made easy. So it's an opportunity for us to be able to manage every drop of water we get, whether it comes from irrigation or Mother Nature. So it helps us be able to do that more efficiently and effectively for all the crops that you can possibly grow.
That's Helena brand manager Austin Anderson. He says ResGenix bonds to the soil.
No matter how you put out ResGenix, whether it's in a spray boom, whether it's in irrigation or however else you want to put it out, or mixing it with fertilizer and things like that. So what it does is it increases the holding capacity of sandy soils, and then for some of our heavier soils, like whether it's clay or muck soils, whatever it may be, it helps be able to alleviate some of the groundwater that you see or the standing water. So it helps with penetration and mitigate some of the erosion runoff and things like that we have out there.
Weed resistance and chemical restrictions are constantly evolving. FMC Technical Service Manager Ryan Hunt says they are working to stay ahead of those issues. Starting off on the right foot is important.
I mean, the big thing is you got to get your seed in the ground and get it growing and start it off good. So you want to have that foundation herbicide, an authority brand for weed control. You got corn, we've got Xyway fungicide, protect your plant for the whole season with an at plant next to the seed application, or insecticides like Ethos XB, those sort of things keep your rootworms, wireworms away. So a lot of different things. You got to start out good or you're going to be chasing it the whole season. If you got any questions or want to know more, just visit the website fmc.com and go see your local retailer, and then get you in touch with any of us and we can get you dialed in on local recommendations.
USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is awarding nearly $16 million to control animal disease. North Dakota State University will receive $217,000 for emergency response preparedness. The University of Minnesota received a combined $775,000 for three products dealing with highly pathogenic avian influenza and the movement of eggs from infected species.
Checking markets before we leave you this afternoon. May wheat Minneapolis down 9 cents right now, 851 3/4. July is down 9 3/4. Chicago May wheat down 11 1/4 at 699 1/4. Kansas City May wheat down 7 1/4, 828 1/2. May corn down 3 1/4 at 631. December corn down 2 3/4 at 558 1/2. May soybeans 7 3/4 cents higher at 1484 1/4. November down 5 at 1308 1/2. May meal down 370 a metric ton. Bean oil is 35 points higher. May canola down $8.10 a metric ton, 743.50 Canadian. April live cattle down 10 cents, 162.22. April feeder cattle 22 cents higher, 194.87. April lean hogs down $1.92 at $77.95. This is the Red River Farm Network.